Come on.
Are you ready?
Welcome to Dave and Mahoney.
I always thought Volvos were German. They're Swedish.
The Swedes make cars?
They've got a great line of hybrids. The XC90 is a great car.
Wait, how the hell do you know so much about Volvos?
Before I bought my car, I was saying the lady part.
I thought you were so confused. How do you know so much about that thing?
Audrey, look through my phone.
If it really is gone off of your phone, that's a huge first step.
he just closed like 7 tabs before
he just deleted it right now. He cleaned it.
Dave and Mahoney.
He got arrested because he was caught pleasuring himself. It was around the produce and other unsealed merchandise.
Where do you think the first part of the produce section would be?
For me, it'd be the kumquats.
You don't even know what a kumquat is.
It's a tomato, isn't it?
It was just called a quat before. Okay.
No. This is Dave and Mahoney.
Hello, friends, and thank you for joining us on this Wednesday. Got some good news and some bad news to kick things off today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show with some bad news?
Yeah, I mean, this is one of those technologies where, it seemed kind of cool in concept, but it's just a bust overall. And it makes sense that it's kind of a bust because it's just different from how we actually shop for things. So Amazon is removing the Just Walk Out technology from their Amazon Fresh stores in favor of smart carts that allow customers to skip the checkout line while still viewing their spending in real time.
Sure. So what? They're getting rid of that.
Yeah, they're getting rid of
it's
the technology.
It's just the technology's not quite there yet.
Yeah, they wanted the convenience of skipping the checkout line, but also the ability to see their receipts and their savings while they were shopping.
We can't even figure out the self-checkout line when an item gets put slightly ajar on that stupid-ass scale, and then there's a nuclear meltdown. You got to have two guys turning a key. Somebody's calling in with a briefcase and launch codes all to get a... Apple.
Or they're just not paying attention and they're on their phones while you're literally there, just like you said, Mahoney, trying to buy an Apple. So annoying.
The Just Walk Out technology is still going to be offered at like the Amazon Go stores and some smaller stores in the UK, third-party retailers. But again, it's one of those things where like it's kind of cool in
concept. Is cool, but
then like you get out of there. I mean, like you have to bag your groceries up anyhow. Yeah. I'm, as a former bagger, very specific about how I want my groceries bagged.
Have you ever been to one of those locations where you just walk out? Like the Amazon stores where you just walk out and it knows how to bill you.
I've never used the technology.
So I was in one of the Seattle arenas visiting my dad for a concert, and we went to go get like a hamburger and french fries, and they had that set up to where you literally just took the burger and french fries out and there was nobody there other than just to make sure that you understood how the process works.
Seeing that in a lot of arenas and stadiums.
And I don't understand how it works. Like, how do you know exactly what I'm walking out with?
It doesn't work. That's why they're discontinuing it.
It worked for me. Yeah. I got charged. Yeah, But burgers are expensive. I would have stole it.
Some good news today as well. Erna the Duck.
Who?
Erna the Duck. She is having a birthday party. Okay. This duck got rescued back in 2007. 17th birthday for Erna.
Is that an old-ass duck?
It is. I guess these particular, the Peking ducks, typically live to be like...
Dang, Peking duck is good.
You want to eat Erna?
Have you ever had Peking duck at a Thai restaurant?
Or Chinese.
I'm talking about this duck's birthday.
Well, when she dies, she's going to be good. She's going to be aged Peking duck.
Marbled. They normally live to be about 12 years old. She's 17. Mm. So, I mean, that's a pretty significant, almost, 50% jump on the normal lifespan. But the reason why I thought it was so funny is because I saw this picture of Erna the duck. And they're like, oh, Erna's going to have a birthday party. And have you ever seen one of those birthday parties for somebody who's like 106?
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're just so old.
They're
just
ready to die.
Just take me now.
Disinterested. Everyone's singing and clapping, and they're just like, shut up. That is exactly how Erna looks.
I love those videos whenever it, like, pans to the old lady, and they ask her, like, how she decided how she lived to be 110, and she's like, Dr. Pepper. Like,
Just start messing with people, yeah.
Right. Erna's was, like, is she domesticated?
Yeah, I mean, she got rescued in 2007.
So she lives inside a home.
Yeah, well, not like inside of a house, but like at a little rescue facility, like an animal sanctuary.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's dumb. Well, I thought Erna was a house duck.
You went from I hate Erna and where she lives to I can't wait till she dies so I can eat her. What is your problem? It's because you got bit by a goose. You're still harnessing that hatred.
Yes, actually. I was going to try and defend myself, but you're completely right.
It's the Dave and Mahoney Show.
So you guys gamble on food? And by gamble on food, I mean, I guess it could mean anything, like the places that sell like the 70-ounce steak.
Like hot dog eating contests, like I bet on Joey Chestnut or Miki Sudu. No, I bet on them every year because they winning.
I'm not talking about actually like wagering on a hot dog eating contest. I'm talking about you yourself consuming something that has some risk to it.
For sure.
I did so last night.
You did last night? I did so this morning. Dude, this is great.
I dropped a piece of cheese on my carpet as I was getting into bed.
Oh,
what?
Wait,
you
hang on.
Cheese bed? You have bed cheese?
Well, I was having a little snack, a little snack. I needed some protein before I went
to
bed.
That's not protein,
It's bed, dairy, man.
Cheese is protein.
There's a lot of protein in there.
What kind of cheese was it?
Sharp cheddar. But it was in the slice form because I just was like, you know, I had a handful.
7 grams of protein in one slice of cheese.
This protein was like 14 grams, and then I had like a handful of. Handful of pistachios, but
in
then,
bed.
Well, as I was getting into bed, I was going to bed. This was my dinner.
You had the charcuterie
and
charcheats.
And so I had I was doing some stuff on the side table, and I like had I was holding the cheese in my mouth because my hands were in use, and then like I accidentally got a little too excited and bit into the cheese, and so it fell.
Oh,
and then it hit the carpet, I was like a dog.
Oh, man.
So, but I mean, your toes have only touched that carpet, so it's
well,
fine.
Well, no, this is a rental, so I was like, I haven't vacuumed in there yet, so I don't,
But you went for it.
I did. It's fine.
5 second rule. Yeah. Good.
You are such an interesting person, Mahoney. I mean, I don't even know if that's necessarily a gamble on food. That's just you. Like, I'm just very impressed.
Cheese in the carpet is a gamble, I would say.
Yeah. Like, if you actually find a hair on it, do you pluck it off and still eat it?
Especially Mahoney's hair. Like, that wouldn't be his hair. He's not been there long enough.
Somebody else's hair. Because I'll be honest. Like, if I'm at a restaurant and I'm eating a meal and it's really good and I find a hair in there.
I ignore
just
it.
Just long as it's not in your mouth.
Yeah.
If it hits your mouth, if it's long and it hits your mouth. That's the end of that meal
so,
for me.
Dave, I'm not quite sure if you meant what Mahoney was talking about, a food gamble by four
that.
Cheese, bed cheese, and for some protein.
This is just what happened last night. I'm sorry. I had to share.
So this morning I wake up, and you know, I have these little like prepackaged breakfast things that I eat. You know, because I like to eat my eggs while I'm driving, my little driving eggs. And I looked at the date on it, and it said March 20th.
On
and
the
I was
eggs?
Like, so on the little package.
So that's a sell buy, not a best buy.
Yeah, or even if it is a best buy, doesn't mean it's a, they don't put the expiration date.
It says best if used by.
Yeah. Oh, man, you're fine.
You got a year on that.
I've eaten like end of month egg.
Did you not watch How To with John Wilson on HBO?
I didn't, but I remember you telling me about
that. There's an episode where there's a guy who he interviews whose whole hobby it is to eat foods that. You know, Best Buy dates were decades ago. So,
that's
like,
a
he
weird
finds
hobby.
like MREs from like Vietnam or World War II, and he'll eat those all the time.
It wasn't the eggs though that spooked me. It was the breakfast sausage that was in there.
That's fine. You know what the kind of preservatives are in sausage?
You're probably right.
Sausage is preservatives.
But I'm sitting here and I open the package and I'm kind of like, smells good enough.
Was this frozen?
No, it was refrigerated.
Okay,
refrigerated. And so I was giving it a little sniff test, and it passed. But I knew while I was driving that it was a gamble because I'm like, if this doesn't sit right, I'm going to have to get to work and do my least favorite thing in the world, which would be poop at work. The drive was stressful. Happy report, just fine.
So can I tell you, do you know how to tell whether or not your eggs are good or bad?
If they float, they're bad.
If they float in water...
They're
bad.
Oh, I had
no
idea.
So if you have to take a poop later and it floats, your eggs were bad.
That's some solid logic, yeah.
That's science.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show. Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for Dave and Mahoney? Call 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please record your message.
This is the voicemail.
Please leave a message after the tone. Audrey, you know why your cats are losing their hair? Probably because of that fourth floor that you live on.
Everybody keeps telling me to get off the fourth floor, which is funny because I am moving on Saturday. Hip, hip, hooray. I know, so excited. And I do have some drama to tell you later about the cats.
Oh, no.
I know.
It could be, though. I mean, like the fourth floor has been fraught with drama since you moved on to it.
But
maybe they're just so stressed they're actually balding.
I'm moving. Dude, me too. God, it blames it on COVID. I think it's just stress. But I'm moving again to the fourth floor.
Are you really?
I didn't even realize
it. Is the fourth floor bad?
I like the fourth floor.
That's why I picked the fourth floor. It's not the fifth, which means that you're getting all of the direct like heat. You're kind of insulated between the third and the fifth.
Oh, you like being a little meat in the sandwich?
I am
meat.
She's like, I want my apartment to snuggle me.
I am, yes, literally. I want to be a warm hug at all times.
And I really genuinely hope that in your new place, there aren't, you know, roving gangs of strippers and random dead guys in the hallway.
Well, I chose a place where everyone really seems to be 50 years or older.
That's the place
smart.
To be.
That's smart.
Dude, and I can't wait. There's a downstairs, like, bar that happens, too, you and I can't wait to hang out with the retired.
People with experience, they know what's up.
They know. Yeah.
They're not wasting
time.
I'm so glad that I learned in my life, you know, about 10, 12 years ago when I was, like, just turning, when I was, like, 29, turning 30, I started taking a look at the people who were retired and modeled my life after that, and it's been infinitely better ever since.
I mean, we used to make fun of people with, like, the 4 o'clock dinners, and now I'm like,
give me a 3:30. Nailed it. Give me a 3:30 dinner. Oh,
you guys changed me in that way, and yeah. I would like to personally thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
Mahoney. Mm-hmm. Not you, Chris, because you still party.
Screw you, Chris.
Downtown.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
But Dave Mahoney, thank you very much for changing me for the better?
Yes.
Yes.
For the much for the better.
Thank
no question.
You.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You were just talking about breakups. I lived with a woman once who threatened to pull a Lorena Bobbitt. I knew right then the romance was over. It was time to go. Talk to you later, bye.
Message deleted.
Wait. You got tipped off when she actually tried to take the tip off? Come on, man.
It's the Dave and Mahoney Show. Blitz, glamour, and out-of-touch celebrities.
Well, that's redundant.
It's Pop Trash. I'm Dave and Mahoney.
You guys a fan of Jesse Eisenberg?
Yes.
Yeah, the actor.
He's a good actor. I think he's, you know, he's had some roles that were controversial, I would say, or, you know, polarizing at least. But
he always plays a pretty unlikable guy. You know, like that smug, like, I'm smarter than
But he also plays, like, the lovable nerd, too, in a couple things. Sure. He's got range.
I would like to say I don't like that he's always been currently paired with his wife. I don't like that Kristen Dunst and him are in every single film together.
He's married to Kristen Dunst?
I thought Kirsten Dunst. No. That's the other Jesse.
Jesse Palmer.
No, what's his name? That's the host of The Bachelor. What is his name? The guy, the Matt Damon lookalike.
Fat Damon.
Jesse
Pembleton.
No, that's wrong too.
Is that not it?
Jesse Plemons.
Plemons.
Jesse Plemons. Okay.
Oh.
Who is a phenomenal actor as well?
Jesse Eisenberg is the guy who played The Social Network.
He played Mark Zuckerberg. Mark. He was in Zombieland.
See, he always plays an unlikable character.
Absolutely hatred. I think he might. I have some.
He played Lex Luthor.
I will reserve
also.
My actual thoughts.
So
I'm not saying my actual thoughts over the
what
year.
What a sidebar that was. But he's going to be paired up with Kieran Culkin, who I like quite a bit. I mean, if you... Yeah. I mean, Kieran Culkin, I think, has had just a huge revitalization of his entire career.
Yeah. I mean, when you talk about...
Succession was
massive.
Yeah,
Succession was huge. Such an amazing role. And he won, what, a gold? Was it a Golden Globe? I think he won.
I think it was a Golden Globe.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Some Emmys in there.
But the two are going to be paired together for a new movie called A Real Pain. It's going to be in theaters on October the 18th. And those two together, it's either going to be really good or too much snark, if that makes sense.
So I think that I've seen some PR, like some about this. And Jesse thought that Kieran was going to be more like Jesse, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of perceived Kieran to be very... Like you said, a little snarky.
Well, that was his character on Succession, for
right.
sure.
So whenever they met, they were, you know, on these PR things, they were like, yeah, like, I thought you were going to be just exactly like me. And then we get on set and you're just not like me at all. So I think that maybe it's going to be a little bit different than we would assume.
Emma Stone also going to be featured in it. And again, October the 18th, that's coming out called A Real Pain. So we can call it trash all we want, but people are watching that Roadhouse movie. 50 million views since
its debut.
Because
they want to see how Conor McGregor is in a movie.
Well, and also they're pushing it. Like, it's the number one thing that they push on. As soon as you log in to your Amazon account, when you're not even on Amazon Prime, they're pushing it. I've seen so many social media ads, and then if you log into Amazon Prime, it just, like, literally punches you in the face harder than Conor punches.
So Travis Kelce making the most of his moment in the spotlight. He is now putting on a music festival. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, Travis Kelce, he really can't go wrong in Kansas City. That's where it's going to be. It's going to be headlined by Lil Wayne, Diplo, 2 Chainz.
Hell yeah.
It's going to be in Kansas City. They're saying it expects to attract 20,000 fans. But now Travis Kelce has decided just to become a promoter as well, because why not? I mean, he's got all of the attention in the world.
Is he promoting, or is his name just attached to it?
I mean, his name is definitely attached to it, but, I mean, he's pretty actively involved.
Such a weird. So you're wait. Pause. So Lil Wayne, if he shows up, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, good luck with that. And then who else did you say?
Diplo.
What?
2 Chainz.
Okay, so it's like a random thing of his. It's like his playlist on shuffle.
Yeah, his playlist before the games. Exactly.
Okay. Cool. I guess.
This is the Dave and Mahoney
this
Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
You know, Mahoney, you've said many times that you don't have a lot of a desire to go to China, and it's because you've said some negative things about China over the air, not that the Chinese government is listening to our radio
show. They're probably
show.
Listening, Dave, in some way, shape, or form. They're a horrible regime with some of the most atrocious human rights abuses on the planet,
and
you know, I don't like going to places that aren't democracies, personally. So I'm going to avoid China, even though there are things in China I would love to see.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I get that there's some cool stuff, but there's cool stuff everywhere in the world.
Right.
And, yeah, the place that may just, like, kidnap you and you would never be heard from again,
yep.
And then
no
there's
recourse.
No recourse for it. Not the sort of place that you really want to toy with. Let me give you one more reason to add to your list not to go to China. Not that you need it, but just in case you ever get a hankering. I would imagine that if you were doing some global traveling like that, it may be because your wife wised up and divorced you.
Right.
Do not go be a single man in China. Even though we hear all these stories about, you know, how a lot of people, a lot of people in China, a lot of people in Japan aren't having as much sex for younger people as has been a custom in the past. There is a rise of an antibiotic resistant form of gonorrhea called super gonorrhea.
Oh, super gonorrhea has been around for a hot minute, Dave.
I guess it has exploded in China. So they said between 2017 and 2021, they're showing rates above 25%.
That's
I wouldn't
scary.
Say it's an explosion. It's more like an ooze.
An ooze.
Oh. Yeah.
A pussy ooze.
But you're saying a 25%. 25% of the population?
They're saying some provinces, not the entire population of China, but in some provinces, rates above 25%.
That's wild. I mean, I really do think, I mean, we joke a lot about condoms, like the hee-hee and the ha-has, what are they? But I mean, like, I think that you're seeing this because a lot of kids quite literally do not use condoms at all.
And if it's an antibiotic resistant form, then that means you're stuck with it, and that is not one you want to get stuck with for a long term. So I will avoid traveling to China and sleeping with the randoms there.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Dave and Mahoney present
Lazy Bones Mahomes.
Do I have to?
Paul is joining us today for a round of Lazy Bones Mahomes. Paul, how you doing today, man?
Good.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that Mahoney is lazy or efficient?
I don't know. There's a fine line between the two. But
indeed.
Probably lazy.
Okay.
Dave. First off, how dare you, Paul? I hope you lose. Second of all, Dave, when I was a young man and I was backpacking across Asia, in the beautiful country of Laos, I came across the mystical plain of jars, and there I met a wise man who said to me, "Young man, the meaning of life and happiness is to work smarter and not harder." And since that day, Dave, I've worked smarter and not harder.
You did work hard on that lie. Okay, Paul, so we've got two things.
I've been to Laos, 100%.
Oh, really?
I have.
I bet you can't even point it out on a map.
It's right next to Thailand and China.
You've not been there.
I 100% have.
Show me one picture. You're a liar. Okay.
It was before digital photos, sir.
So, Paul,
you
want to
open my mind's eye? I'll show you the memories.
I do not. I'm going to show you, or read you rather, two things that Mahoney's wife texted us that he did behind the scenes. You were trying to find the one that is true. One is true. One is a lie. You're trying to find the true one. Okay?
Okay.
Here we go. So Mahoney, this is in his wife's words, has been doing his best to make 2024 a skinny year and has been trying to stay away from restaurants and food delivery. His cravings got the best of him the other night, and he broke down and ordered a pizza. He had started a game of Call of Duty while it was on the way, and I had gotten on the treadmill. About 30 minutes later, the doorbell rang and then rang again and rang again. And then my cell phone rang, and it was Mahoney calling me from the other room, asking me to go answer the door and get his pizza because he was in the middle of a game. I asked him if he was serious, and he said, "Baby, you can pause the treadmill. I can't pause my game."
Cannot pause the game.
My God, that is so
and
true.
I will tell you this. It was a ranked
game of Call of Duty. So my friends were depending upon me. And I'll say this, because I ordered, you know, I deleted DoorDash from my phone. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why ordering from this specific pizza place, they won't drop it off. You have to sign. And how annoying is that? They won't just leave it there. They have to make you sign. So that's why I had to call her. Otherwise, the poor guy would have just been standing out there forever.
She was in the middle of a workout. Your buddies couldn't have covered
she
for you?
What, walking on the treadmill or walking down the hall? Still walking.
Oh, okay. My gosh.
Am I wrong?
I'm with you, Audrey. That sounds very on brand for something that Mahoney would do. But here's the second one, Paul. And again, we're trying to find the true one here. Mahoney has been doing a pretty good job of closing his rings on his Apple Watch as he has been trying to lose some weight. In addition to his diet, he is also exercising. The problem is, he is still one hell of a napper. Last week, he was deep into a 3-hour nap, and I came into the room to get ready to go for a walk, a walk that he agreed to go on and then just Rip Van Winkle straight through. He did wake up enough to ask me to wear his Apple Watch. He said, "Baby, I can't lose my streak. Wear my watch while you go on the walk." He lost his streak that day.
Gosh.
One day.
This is tough. It's
the one day.
That sounds
like
the
one
true.
Day that month that I did not have my rings closed.
That's how accountability works, man. If you don't do it, you don't get credit for it. But okay.
Good for her for holding you accountable. And if this one is true, she denied you your streak.
Because I don't know the correct answer, Paul. Only Mahoney can reveal the truth. But I feel like that last one could be true up to the point of Aaron agreeing to wear Mahoney's watch for him to keep his streak alive because she didn't want him to lose motivation. I feel like that could be the wrinkle in all of this because both of these sound very true. I think number one is absolutely true.
I would co-sign with that because I know Mahoney as a gamer. There is not much that would make him separate from his squad.
Mm-hmm. I can't let my boys down. We're out there, man. I can't. No man, if we learned anything from Forrest Gump, no man left behind.
Yeah, for sure. And I really do think the only thing, though, that would make you remove yourself from a game, and maybe if you would have, like, crouched and hidden or whatever, for a moment is your love for pizza. And so that would be the tough thing for me if number one is not true.
In my defense about number two, the day before I had walked 5 miles on my own while my wife was at work. And then when she got home later that night, she made me walk another 3 miles.
So you technically doubled down on the day
and
before.
I didn't get 2 credits.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So Paul, over to you. How do you see it?
I think I'm leaning towards the first one.
You think the first one is true? I have a hard time not seeing that be true. Mahoney, tell us the truth.
Paul? Yes. In fact, I called my wife to come pick a pizza up from the front door because I was playing Call of Duty.
Are incredible,
but
sir.
Also, they should just leave the pizza. They should just leave it.
I mean, I get it, leaving the pizza. That is a uniquely you problem. Your wife is literally on a treadmill working out.
Put the headset down, man. Step away from the computer.
What about number two was a lie?
She actually, you know this is true because you saw that
would actually do it.
She actually wore the watch.
You saw that I got my March goal, Dave.
I did not actually see that. Mm-hmm. I wasn't paying attention, but mm-hmm. She wore your watch for you.
Yes.
This is Dave and Mahoney. Leave a message for the Dave and Mahoney Show anytime by calling 833-YO-DUMMY. That's 833-963-8669.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey. I just heard your story about being bit by a goose. I was also around that age when I was waiting in line for a pony ride, and I put my face near the fence, and a goose came up and bit me right on the nose. Those things hurt. I have never gone close to a geese or swans ever again.
Message deleted.
Did you say you were 4 years old? How old are you?
So I was young. I was probably about four, small enough to where a goose biting me. So the quick version of the story is I went to go touch a gosling, a baby gosling at four, not knowing.
Cute.
They're cute.
Oh, there's a mama goose that came at
I
you.
I got run up on. I got run up on. And I was spooked. I got so scared. I was basically like a deer in headlights, literally. Didn't understand at four that there was a goose coming straight at me. It bit me on my neck. There's a lot of, there's some yardage there, so it's easy to grab. I've got a long neck.
A lot of nerves.
And a lot of nerves in there. And it bit me on my neck, and I fainted in fear. Legit fainted, passed out, dead on the ground from fear from this goose bite. And as I've gotten older, that's kind of just a direct response to fear that I have, which is not great.
Maybe we can help you face that fear, because I feel like there are some opportunities for you to overcome that, because, you know, having those sorts of traumatic childhood memories certainly can leave existing marks for years to come. But like, why don't you cook a goose like at Thanksgiving and like Christmas and just like
do people get cook Thanksgiving geese anymore like they used to?
I think so. I mean, like a turducken, right? Isn't that like
that's a turkey, a duck, and
or a turgoosen.
A turgoosen.
Yeah, that's okay. It'll be fine.
Thank God it was normal trauma, though, as opposed to like you develop some weird kink, you know, where you're like talking to your husband, you're like, nibble on my neck like you got a bill, baby.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Wait, why are you quiet?
I do like jokes.
Well, just move on.
Regarding your politicians are like actors, I think politicians are like hookers. They are the same because all they do is take your money and screw you.
Message deleted.
I mean, I said this a couple weeks ago that Washington is just Hollywood for ugly people.
Yeah.
It literally is.
Yeah.
Everybody's lying. Everybody's pretending to be something they are not. They're just not as attractive as people in Hollywood.
That depends what street you're on, I guess.
Yeah.
Dumbasses.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney. This is Dave and Mahoney.
I feel like all of us would have a lot of explaining to do if our spouse walked into the room and heard us say the words, they go to work at 4 p.m., I can meet you right after that. I don't think that my wife would be like, that's normal. I'm going to let that slide. Get a lot of questions. And Audrey's husband yesterday had a lot of questions when he walked into the room and heard her say, Dustin goes to work at 4 p.m., I'll meet you right after that. Would you care to explain why?
I would like to present my case to the court,
okay,
please.
Go ahead.
And I hope you rule in my favor. So I was on the phone. I get a phone call yesterday. Again, of course, this is going to be drama about the cats. So I get a phone call yesterday from the vet saying, hey, I've got some bad news. And Dustin was not in the room at this time.
Is the ringworm back?
The ringworm is not back, but we did two different sets of testing, one in-house and one sending to a lab in order to kind of like double make sure the ringworm is negative, because that's what first in-house lab said.
And the reason why this is so imperative as far as the timing goes is because you're moving into your new place this weekend.
Correct.
And the whole thing with your husband was that if the cats still have ringworm, they are not moving in to this brand new apartment that we have bought brand new furniture for. I just can't deal with it anymore because you guys have been dealing with this ringworm nightmare for 4 months now.
Yes.
It's wild to think about.
Correct.
But.
And I mean, for months, people have been telling me, just get rid of the cats. And I just can't do that. That's just not in my nature, right? Like, I have already been hospital, Dr. Audrey, vet Audrey for 4 months. I cannot even fathom me taking care of these kittens and then being like, all right, see you later, suckers.
Okay, so he's laid down the law and said there's no way that they're coming. But, I mean, and my wife and I have these same sort of conversations from time to time. And in her head, she goes, yeah, no, I'll tell you absolutely we're not bringing the cats. But frankly, we're bringing the cats.
Right.
Is that where your positioning is in this?
So tell me again. Okay, so there's lots of layers of this story that I really need to kind of like get your opinion on. Because backwards here. The phone call from the vet, they said, we have lost your sample in the lab. It has been now 3 weeks, and that's how long the sample was going to be.
So you were expecting a phone call saying, hopefully, all clear.
All clear because I move on Saturday, which would have been, and I've timed this out perfectly, to where I could have gotten the okay, told my husband, everything's all good, we move on Saturday, hip hip hooray, going in with the clean slate.
Cats are great, woo!
So I get this phone call. Audrey, we lost the samples. And I'm like looking around. I'm like, oh my God, Dustin's not around. And I was like, okay, how am I going to finagle this to where he won't find out that the samples are lost?
So is he invested enough in this where he's like asking about it, waiting for these results as well?
Yes.
Oh, crap.
So he's asking all sorts of questions. And now I'm just kind of trying to completely remove him from this scenario because every time we go to the vet, he gets kind of angry we're not getting a positive result, you know, because, I mean, he just wants it to be over.
Yes.
Obviously, I do too.
I would be very frustrated.
But I'm panicking because I've got a deadline. He's not in the room. I'm hearing that the samples are lost and I'm going, okay, how am I going to lie?
Yeah.
How am I going to lie to my husband?
It's a necessary lie.
You're not lying. You're just not.
I'm lying.
Disclosing everything. You're not telling him everything you're doing at every moment of the day. That's not lying.
So
you're in the clear.
Justifying my lie, though, because I already have one negative in-house sample.
I think that's good enough.
That's what I'm thinking, right?
It's a justified lie.
But from a germaphobe's perspective, he needs the double confirmation that what we were told. Because our vet told us we need both of these to really make sure everything is good. So
but
he
for
heard
you,
that.
The one result is good enough.
Yeah, man, because I've been taking care of them and I can actually visibly see.
No results would be good enough for her, Dave.
At this point.
She doesn't even
I can see it. I can see it. And I've been kissing all over that head.
Believes.
And if I don't have ringworm on my mouth, then we're good.
And she has faith, Dave. That's all you need, according to George Michael.
Gotta have faith. Good reference there.
So you're talking to them and they're telling you they don't have the... They don't have them,
so it's going to be another 3 weeks for me to get these results
back. And you don't have that kind.
I don't have that time. I've got till Saturday.
So the vet calls you.
So again, I'm calling and I'm like, okay, so what time can I bring them in tomorrow? You know, my husband is not working today, so I can't bring them in. He goes to work at 4 p.m. tomorrow. I can meet you then. And as soon as I said, he goes to work at 4 p.m. tomorrow, I can meet you there and then...
That sounds
he walks in
like
the
you're having
door.
An affair. I mean, I can't imagine a scenario where you would say those words and not be having an affair.
His eyebrows raise.
Uh-huh.
He is like, go, continue. Yeah. Continue with what you're saying. Like, you know, of course, like anybody would.
Yeah.
Like, I think that I probably would have behaved way worse, to be honest. He was like, go ahead, finish what you're saying. And I was like... oh my God. So then I'm like panicking because then it feels like I'm cheating, but
yeah.
I'm not.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, no, it's like I actually looked at him and I said, I'm trying not to tell you this for your own good. It's for your own good.
That sounds worse. That sounds even worse.
You don't
want
to know how the meat's made, man.
It is for his own good. It is for his own like mental own good.
No, I know, but like the implication is I just walked in on you and I caught you setting up a rendezvous with your lover and now you're not telling me about this secret sex you're having that's far better than our sex for your own good.
Our sex is great, so there's nothing. So, but I think though that in this moment, I was making it worse. I was digging the hole, man. I was burying myself alive at this point. But I still think I'm in the right. I still think that me fibbing and me trying to protect his mental. And he sits down, though, and I'm talking to this lady because I had already prefaced with, because she sees him interact. Like, he sees how stressed he is whenever he comes into the vet. Like, this person knows us well. We've been in there almost every week for 4 months.
Does he shake like a dog shakes when you're taking him into the vet?
Yes.
He like sits itching. Down with like all fours and you have to drag him in by the collar.
He starts itching behind his ear.
Panting.
So I'm like, I'm like, girl, I can't bring him in because he will get so mad. And she goes, oh, I know. So like, we're both like trying to conspire against my husband at this point.
While he's sitting there?
No. This is all before.
Oh, before.
So
okay.
She already knows what's happening. So again, 4 p.m., he's not going to be here. I need to be able to bring him, Howard, in whenever you're not there. Dustin sits in, and I'm like, oh, God, okay, he's in here. And he's like, okay, continue on. Put whoever you're talking to on speakerphone.
He said that?
Yes.
Oh.
So I put the phone on speakerphone, and it just gets so heated from his perspective.
Because he's pissed.
Because he's pissed. Not only because he just thought that I
was
cheating, but now it's not even that I was cheating. And I think he probably would have preferred it than knowing that we're now having to live with the potential plague of ringworm for 3 more weeks.
I don't want to say you handled this situation wrong, Audrey, but you 100% handled this situation wrong. Because
how?
You don't need, like, a paper result. Like, they're not going to mail you a copy of your cat's. It's not like you're a porn star cat, you know, and you have to show your papers before you film.
Yeah.
You could just be like, no, they called. They said they're fine.
I know.
Let's just move on.
But
you should have, when you were conspiring with this girl on the phone, just be like, email me and say it's all good.
I'll Photoshop you a clearance anything for him.
Guys, the problem is that he walked in on me saying that I can bring him in at 4 p.m. or basically like...
Yeah.
He goes to work at 4 p.m. Yeah. I can come then. I would have done everything you said. I would have done every single thing that you said because I was conspiring to lie about the ringworm being positive. Uh-huh. I just got caught at the wrong time. I'm so with you. I was ready to like go on to Photoshop, Adobe. I got that subscription. I was going to put a letterhead too, man. I was full blown ready notarized. To use that $65 a month.
Right? I got a fake notary stamp.
I got caught.
Busted.
This is the Dave and Mahoney
this
Show.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Americans that are nuttier than a payday.
I got me a dog.
It's the Redneck Report on Dave and Mahoney.
You know, there's a lot of things that make the Redneck Report where I'm like, I cannot imagine ever doing that in real life. Just yesterday, we had the story about the 19-year-old girl who found her boyfriend texting somebody else and stabbed him. Mm-hmm. That would never make the list for me.
It was his aunt he was texting, by the way.
According to him, yes.
But he's been watching. We know the videos he's been watching, bro.
Gross.
So damn.
Step aunt. This I can understand. A 42-year-old man out of Pensacola, Florida, was arrested following an incident where he took off and ran from the cops in a gas-powered go-kart.
Hell, yeah, he did.
Yeah. Better than a lawnmower. Look at his defiant mugshot. Like, that dude was confident he was going to get away.
You know who that guy looks like?
Who?
Bootleg-ass, methed-out Johnny Sins.
Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of those videos. So the deputies attempted to stop him because he was driving without a license plate, because of course he was. Mm-hmm. And he continued driving at a whopping 20 miles an hour while giving them the middle finger.
Hell yeah. I'm on that jury. Not guilty. If you are going to run in any manner and it's a slow speed chase on a go-kart and you're giving the finger the entire time.
Dude, the fact that he's going 20. I mean, if he's going like 80, he's
floored.
Like,
the whole is floored.
Just floored going 20. The cops are just like, what is this guy doing? So they pull this guy over. They get him out of the go-kart, and he decides he's going to struggle. They tased him.
Hell yeah, they did. Can you pit maneuver a go-kart? Is that legal?
If it's going 20, you can probably just run it over.
You can probably just jog up to it.
Yes.
Just grab the back of it. So a couple of kids, and I know that kids have been doing dumb stuff for a long time. We did a lot of dumb stuff when we were younger.
But
in Naples, two men identified as a 16-year-old and an 18-year-old were reported of trespassing on a construction site. Mm-hmm. And they decided that they were going to throw themselves a little bit of a party.
Oh, really?
And, you know, that's not totally unheard of. I mean, have you ever been doing a party in like a half-built apartment complex?
I've trespassed on many a construction site, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, same.
They located these two young men because they were atop of a construction crane.
Hell yeah.
Drinking.
Hell yeah, they were. Again, not guilty. Not guilty. They're just living their life, man. Like, if you've never, like, tell me, when you were a teenager, you never went onto a construction site and, like, that and left just equipment out and messed with it? Not, like, in a malicious way, but just to, like, see what it does?
Yeah. I used to go make out with my boyfriend in the houses that were being built in my neighborhood.
You did?
I would go sneak out and go, hey, let's go meet in that, like, the mainframe.
Anything, if you could find one thing less sexy than hooking up on the beach, it's in a half-built house because of the sawdust.
Right.
So much. That's probably why my lungs are just, like, so just made of iron to this day.
That's how Audrey avoided mesothelioma.
It's Betty.
You may need to contract a representative.
Probably, man. I look like I'm built of asbestos and mesothelioma.
Excellent. And finally, you said it about as well as I did.
I mean, nobody knows how to say that. It's not a real
mesothelioma.
Word.
Mesothelioma.
You got to articulate with your mouth. Mesothelioma.
You said it wrong.
Close enough.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Show.
I'm not an overly litigious person. In fact, I'm kind of proud of the fact that I've never sued anyone for anything because people are just so lawsuit happy these days. It's really annoying. I've been sued, but I've never sued anyone. So maybe I should actually flip that and start suing people. I don't know. But I would, in this case, absolutely sue NASA.
Okay. What?
So this guy who lives in Florida, in Naples, was just hanging out, enjoying his day, when all of a sudden he gets the notification from, like, his Ring camera. And it's that there was some sort of loud commotion at his house. And you're like, well, that's kind of startling. And so he goes home, because he watched like back the tape, and I guess you could hear that something happened, but he had no idea what it was. And you're going, well, why would a loud noise in your house lead to you wanting to sue NASA?
Mm-hmm.
I guess a chunk of the International Space Station broke off.
What?
Fell out of space and crashed into his house.
Oh. Yeah. Well, NASA owes you a home.
I mean, I feel like NASA owes me a mansion on whatever that billionaire island is in Florida, because now, emotionally, I can never feel safe in my home
ever.
Again.
Never.
What kind of damages have
been
done?
Cannot even look up without wondering
are
whether
sure
or not something's going to come down and squash
falling
me.
On me.
Hold up.
What sort of anxiety do I have to deal with, NASA? You need to foot the bill.
Is this
Armageddon.
Are we sure this isn't a Joe Dirt-style thing that we have? He thinks it's a meteorite and it's just a frozen thing of poop from an airplane.
Man,
it
I love be. Joe Dirt. It I thank be. You for bringing Joe Dirt up. You didn't get brought up enough.
Not enough.
Not enough. And honestly, I mean, if we're thinking of things falling out of the sky, it is far more likely that it'd be a Boeing as opposed to, you know, a chunk of the International Space Station. But the U.S. Space Command recorded the reentry of this chunk. It's a piece of debris over the Gulf of Mexico. So, like, the trajectory kind of makes sense that it would possibly have hit his house in Naples. The object was handed over to NASA for analysis. And, I mean, I saw a picture of it. It kind of looks like a large D battery, if that makes sense.
Right.
You know, like a chunk out of a vehicle or something like that.
What are they doing up in space? They get freaky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why you need them big batteries in NASA?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show. Dave and Mahoney.
I don't know what this is all about. You just told me to call your dummy.
There's nothing you can say they haven't heard before.
Leave us a message by calling 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Do you guys still use an actual alarm clock or just rely on your phone alarm to wake you up?
Message deleted.
So let me tell you a quick story about me being the most angry that I have been in a long time. So,
you don't get angry very often.
I don't get angry often or really that easily. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, it's part of growing up, I think, with five siblings. You just got to deal with stuff.
Yeah.
But my wife and I went to Amelia Island the week before last, and it was kind of like the start of her birthday celebration, and it was also like the anniversary. But we had a late flight, and of course, we're flying to Amelia Island, so it was a long flight for us.
Your anniversary is near her birthday?
Yeah, yeah.
You dirty son of a bitch.
Check this out. My dad married my mom on her actual birthday.
Oh. Apple don't fall far from the tree, Dave.
Sure doesn't.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Long story short, it's, you know, we don't get to the hotel. We don't land in Jacksonville until about 11 o'clock at night, and then it's about a 45-minute drive. So by the time we actually get checked into the hotel, it's like 1 o'clock in the morning. It's been a long day. Yeah. Exhausted. Go to bed at the hotel. Get startled awake at 6 a.m. on the dot because somebody has set the hotel alarm clock for 6 a.m. and left it set.
Oh, that is. And you need a full refund.
I'm on like 4 hours of sleep, and it's not an easy alarm clock to snooze, where I'm literally to the point of punching it and just trying to yank it out of the wall, but it's got one of those giant cords, I guess, so people don't steal the alarm clock from the hotel room as if anyone would in 2024. I was furious.
And after you hear that sound of any alarm clock, your body like just goes through a change.
Yes.
Like there is no going back to that peaceful, restful REM.
Deep sleep and it startled me awake.
So I don't use an alarm clock. I use my watch because when my wife's sleeping with me, I try not to wake her up because I wake up a little bit earlier than me. But I know Audrey, you kind of freak me out because you use your phone as an alarm.
I do.
But you also don't plug your phone into a charger most nights. That gives me a crazy amount of anxiety.
Yeah, I've got 66% battery today so far because I didn't plug in my phone last night because it had enough charge in order to get me through until the morning. But I also am a queen of the snooze button. And today, actually, I clicked off instead of snooze and it was not good.
But you don't have anxiety, and I'm not trying to give you more anxiety on top of the anxiety that you already have, but like not having your phone plugged in at night next to your nightstand, that doesn't bother you that you think your phone's just going to die? Like, I don't, it's just so foreign to me to not plug your phone in and go to bed at the same time.
It's kind of like, you know how your car goes and how far it goes on E.
But you just do that every night for no reason?
Dude. Chaos. I thrive in it.
That is
But you know what I mean with your car? Like, you know how far you can get on E?
Yeah.
You know when you're pushing it?
Yeah.
I know when I'm pushing it from my phone. Okay. Because, I mean, it goes on to bedtime mode at 8 o'clock every night during the weekdays. So I know that 8 p.m., it's going to be, like, on basically sleep mode.
Yeah.
So kind of like your laptops or whatever, it's not using as much battery or charge or whatever. So I know that I can milk that 40% or 30% or whatever.
You can just charge
the charger's too far away, and I'm a under the pillow phone girl when I sleep at night.
You're not afraid of the battery exploding and your pillow catching on fire and like you burning to death because of that? Because that's why I would never sleep with a pillow in my or a phone in my actual bed or under a pillow.
If I die by Apple product. My husband, good
he's
for him.
He's so rich.
He's so rich.
So rich.
Please leave him.
As long as he remains single, while rich, yeah. I won't haunt you.
You guys were talking about saltwater taffy and how it pulls fillings. I got you beat. I rather trust a saltwater taffy than sugar daddies any day. I was eating a sugar daddy one time, and I accidentally pulled out my own filling.
Oh.
That was 7 years ago, and I haven't eaten a sugar daddy since.
Message
stale or old sugar daddies are right. That is, it's basically like a putty that you are chewing in your mouth, and I could see that being way worse than any saltwater taffy.
I just had to Google a sugar daddy because I didn't even know what a sugar daddy was.
You don't know what a sugar daddy is?
Me either.
Are these common? Yeah, man, I had sugar daddies all the time as a kid, man. They're like... It's caramel on a stick.
Yeah.
And it's sticky as hell.
No, I'm so good on this. This does
they have
not.
Sugar babies, too. That's actually where I believe the terms come from, because the sugar babies are the ones that are just little caramel jelly beans off the stick.
Oh, yeah. They look like little, like beans, literally.
It was quite the adventure Googling sugar daddies.
Yeah, that was kind of nerve-wracking. If sugardaddies.com came up, and I was like, I don't know what to click that. We're at work.
You better click. I mean, man, that could be used against you in a court of law, my friend.
Dave and Mahoney. You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show.
So we all know that the Ozempic craze has just gone nuts. All of the celebrities that are talking about it. I mean, I would say it's a pretty iconic moment when Oprah Winfrey does a TV special on anything, especially when it has to do with her weight, because that's been such a big part of her career. But mm-hmm. Ozempic is you know, it's all over the place, and there's all sorts of people that are on it, and whether it's Ozempic or Wegovy or any of the other ones that are out there, it's become readily available, and it doesn't really seem like you need to even prove that you're like obese or technically.
No, you can go to just like one of these spa places, you know, you go whatever. What are those called? Like the
Medi spas.
Yeah. And they'll be like, they'll hook you up, but you're going to pay a premium.
Well, it's
so
funny, because I have a girlfriend of mine who recently has done it, and it's basically like, if you have the cash, it's kind of considered almost like filler these days, right? If you're going to pay for the cosmetic costs, then they're going to give it to you.
Yep. And in this case, Costco is now offering its members access to Ozempic while you shop.
Guys, I am standing firm on my platform of this. It is becoming too readily available, and I don't like it.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where for the people that need it, and
it's
I've said this from
Advil.
The beginning.
It's not.
No, but there's lots of people that are very obese that need it. And so for those people, absolutely, if you're doing it to lose.
But if you're a real housewife of Beverly Hills and you're already, you know, as skinny as a rail.
You just want to.
And you want to somehow be even thinner.
That seems reckless, I think, is my biggest. Thing. If you're putting it at a Costco, what?
Well, but there's also the other side of me that goes, hey, we live once, you know, you're an adult, do
I
what
guess
you
that's
want.
True.
You make your choices, because you know what?
If you're trying to lose weight, that's probably more healthy than, I mean, taking whatever, you know, diet pills that you can find at your local gas station. Which
right.
People
I mean,
have been
I guess there is
too.
Personal accountability in everybody. You know, it's kind of like smoking cigarettes, right? Like, you know what you're getting into whenever you start an addiction of sorts.
Or the guys who have abused steroids for years and years because they want, you know, that. I mean, that's the, I would say, the male equivalent for the most part. You know, the guys who just abuse steroids because they have body dysmorphia.
Yeah.
And they die at 38 because they have a stroke.
That's true.
I do get what you're saying, though, Audrey, with it feeling like a slippery slope, because when they make it available at like a Costco, you're like, while you shop, you can just get a video, like do a video call, like when you go in, and they'll fill it at the pharmacy by the time you're ready to leave. Like, that seems wild.
Yeah, I don't know.
Other gyms like Lifetime Athletic and Equinox, some of like the higher priced gyms, they're also offering access.
Shut up.
Costco, you say, but the Costco has a full-blown pharmacy there. And I mean, I actually get a lot of my medications at Costco because you can't beat the prices at Costco pharmacy.
Mark my word, this is still just the tip of the iceberg. When this stuff starts becoming available, and it is.
Or in pill
in
form.
In pill form.
Yeah.
It's going to explode even more.
Or.
Because right now there's.
Suppository form for me.
Yeah. If you could just. If only.
If only.
Anything in suppository
form. Two birds,
form.
Baby. Two birds.
I'll take the placebo.
Dave and Mahoney. You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show. The worst cover songs of the internet have landed here for your enjoyment. It's Cover Your Ears on Dave and Mahoney.
Kyle is joining us today for a round of Cover Your Ears. How you doing, Kyle?
I'm doing great, man.
We got a mixed bag today, brother. We got some that have thousands of views. One has 105,000. The first one has tens of views, 22 okay. in total. So we got 30 seconds on the clock for each one of these. Let the full 30 seconds play out before you make your guess. You do have a couple lifelines if necessary. Good luck. Here we go with number one.
When you're a stranger, faces look ugly. When you're alone, women seem wicked. When you're unwanted, streets are uneven. When you're a stranger, faces look ugly. When you're alone, women seem wicked. When you're unwanted, streets are uneven. When you're down.
That's a fella named Arnold. Arnold Mackey. 22 views on that bad boy. Kyle?
Good old Arnold.
Yeah, sounds sweet.
That's a hard song to cover.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds. Could it? Is it? Is it The Doors?
It is The Doors. Saying? Yes, sir. Well done.
There
you got
we
it.
Go.
Number one rule of this game: don't second guess yourself because you're probably right, like just now.
Okay. The next one here is the most popular one of the day. 105,000 views. And if you're wondering why it's got that many views, it's because it's Tony Hawk and Pennywise.
What?
Together covering this song.
Okay, so Mr. Hawk, welcome back.
The band Pennywise and Tony Hawk is up there singing it. Here we go.
Sell the kids for food. Where the changes moves. Spring is here again.
I was curious. I don't know if that needed to be done.
I feel
but,
like,
you know,
is that a real band? Is that, Chris,
Pennywise?
Is that?
No, that was Pennywise.
Oh, you said, oh, yeah, God, yeah. I missed that part.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The band's good, right?
I mean, yeah. I was like, yeah. I'm like, this sounds like a punk band from the 90s yeah. doing Nirvana, and it turns
it was.
Out it's
yeah.
punk.
This is just for Tony Hawk Skater 45.
Yeah. Okay, Kyle, over to you.
Oh, man, I don't know the name of it, but I'm pretty sure it's Nirvana.
It is Nirvana, so you got a half point.
Wonder where you got that from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Name any Nirvana song.
They're all the same.
Gosh.
Spring. Spring. A lot of things are doing this right now.
In Bloom.
Hey, Kyle. Nothing's easy, but we get there.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys got it.
Yeah,
yeah, we do.
Your lifelines are burnt.
Okay. This is the magical point where we say you get no lifelines now because you're doing so well. But there's two more to go. The next one here, let's see if you can pull this off. This is from Honeybee111.
Oh, cute.
Oh, we're a fan.
Speaking of spring.
Yeah. It's got two views.
Mm.
Two. Here we go. Good luck.
From the best until completion.
Beautiful. Do you think she got a notification when we logged on and viewed it?
Were there two people singing or was that the same person? Because there were moments where it wasn't too bad.
It's two people. It's that karaoke
ass. Yes, it is.
Because yeah. There was a distinct difference there. Yeah,
for sure there was. All right, Kyle. For the Win, do you know it?
Oh, gosh. It sounds like Spin Me Right Round.
Mm. I could see that very 80s, sure. Okay.
Same vibes. But
yeah.
Yeah. You maybe shouldn't take those lifelines.
I don't know. Shoot. I can't think of that one, man.
Yeah. It's all right. So, It's Blue Monday. New Order is the original artist. Orgy did a cover of it back in the early aught years or late 90s, whenever that was. But it's all right. It only had two views, so don't feel bad. That was the least popular one of the day. Here we go. On to the last one. If you get a full point on this, you win. And if you absolutely need a lifeline, we'll consider it because you seem cool. 4,200 views on this one. Here we go. And we have to stop it right there.
I don't hate that.
It's one. It was actually pretty
good. I
just
like the song.
It's one of those songs, though, that I feel like everyone knows. But if you ask most people the name of the song, they may not get it. Yeah, let's go to you, Kyle. Do you have it?
No, what? Unfortunately not.
What the? Well, you can call on either of us.
You are allowed a lifeline. Who do you want to call on? Don't do Audrey because she seems mad at you.
What? I'm not mad. Well, I am mad that you don't know the songs.
All right, well, I'm going to pick Audrey anyway.
Oh.
Oh, he
picked you. I love being picked. She does. Thank you for choosing me. Depeche Mode, Enjoy the Silence.
There it is.
I've been listening to that song. That was the earworm song of my weekend.
Was it really?
It was.
Just this past weekend?
Well, I found a DJ mix of it, and it was like my cardio. So I was just literally Depeche Mode-ing while running. Like, has anybody ever done that ever?
It's the Dave and Mahoney Show. Dave and Mahoney.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show.
Let me ask you guys a question. When you see a celebrity in public, do you ever ask for a picture?
No.
I don't. I'm trying to think the last time I did that. It's been many years, but it was Ed Lover, who I was a huge fan of, radio DJ in New York for many, many, many years, and also became insanely famous but very famous to those who watched from Yo MTV Raps. So I remember getting a picture with Ed Lover at a Dillard's.
Your story is that you got a picture with another radio DJ at a Dillard's?
He also hosted Yo MTV Raps.
I feel like Chris would ask, like, Flava Flav for a picture. That's pretty on-brand for you.
Absolutely not. I played craps with Flava Flav once.
Yeah, Flava, like, when he's been drinking, is sometimes a little too fun.
A little too fun. So I don't know if I blew it as a dad in this situation, but the wife and I were coming back from Cabo. And so we're flying out of the airport in Cabo. And right in front of me in line for the check-in, because we have to check our luggage or whatever, is Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Kelly Kapowski. From 902.
Saved by the Bell. And then she was also on 902. And, of course, very famously. But the reason why I felt like I kind of blew it as a dad is because my daughter, my 8-year-old daughter, is really into a new show on Netflix. It's kind of like teeny sitcom-y. It's called Alexa and Katie.
Oh, I thought you were going to say your 8-year-old loved Saved by the Bell.
No, but there's a new show, and she plays the mom on that show. And it's actually like a pretty well-done show. It's got like 4 seasons or something like that. But she's a main star on that show. And so I knew that my 8-year-old daughter would think that it was really cool if I had a picture with Tiffany Amber Thiessen. But then I'm like, I can't ask Tiffany Amber Thiessen for a picture in line.
It's Kelly Kapowski.
But
I mean,
still,
she was like every young man's like dream woman.
But see,
at that time,
I feel like she would have thought that I was lying to her, because instead of being like, "Hey, I used to always get a boner for you,"
your wife was there.
No, my 8-year-old daughter is a fan of yours.
It does seem like a lie, right?
It seems like a lie.
Well, not necessarily.
She's in the airport too. Traveling is never a good time.
Her kids are there with her, so her husband's there with her. If she was by herself, then maybe, you know, if she was, like, bored-looking. But she's sitting there with her two kids and her husband.
Tell me this one. I mean, how hot in person was Tiffany Amber Thiessen?
She's 50 years old.
Gorgeous.
And, you know, many of you remember her from, you know, 20, 30 years ago. She's still gorgeous.
Yeah. That's like, I mean, I remember, like, I would watch Saved by the Bell when I was, like, between 8 and 13 and just, like, think that that was the, like, perfect woman.
That was my first major crush. I mean, out of anybody.
That's exactly what my friend said when I saw him at the Sbarro at the airport later. So I didn't say anything because she was in, you know, getting checked in, and already you're dealing with luggage, and it's kind of a stressful time, and nobody likes that.
You didn't take a creepy
photo
either.
No, I didn't do that because I thought that would if her husband or something saw that, like, that's extra creepy, or one of her kids. But I it just so happened that we both had gotten checked in at about the same time and had walked upstairs, and there was, like, the little duty-free shop, mm-hmm. and we were, like, kind of looking for some stuff for the kids. And so we'd gotten a couple of things that we were going to buy.
Tax-free booze for the kids?
Here, I got you some Macallan, kid.
Best gift.
And a carton of cigarettes. But we'd gotten a couple of little, like, stuffed toys, and she happened to be in front of me in line again. And so, I once again blew it and did not ask her for a picture.
I mean, but like, it's like, if she keeps seeing you, like, she's like, this guy is
He's following me.
You're listening to Dave and Mahoney.
How do you really feel?
Tell us.
By calling the Dave and Mahoney Show voicemail
at 833-YO-DUMMY.
YO-DUMMY. Please leave a message after the tone.
You have a routine that you have to do before you go out?
Message deleted.
I'm very routine. I do the exact same thing in the exact same order every single morning as I am preparing to leave my house. Like, I will get up, I will do the exact same routine to get ready, and I will walk downstairs. The routine down there is exactly the same. I don't care what meal I am eating for the day. It gets heated up for exactly 8 minutes at 380 degrees in the air fryer.
Mm-hmm. You're funny.
And I get so excited when I leave even 30 seconds before the time that I'm supposed to be out the door.
But Mahoney, I feel like, you know, though you are very eccentric in a lot of the things like spite tipping and such, I do find you to also be very routine as well. Do you in the mornings kind of parlay off of Dave in that? Like, do you also have everything down to a science in a minute?
I try. It's not exactly, because Dave's a little bit more organized than yours truly, but I do have a routine that happens every moment or every morning that I have to wake up at the, like 4 a.m.
To pee?
It's the, just to wake up. Oh, okay. The alarm goes off, and then I lay in bed and I'm staring at the ceiling, and then there's this just like existential, just like giant sigh of like,
I have to live four hours of work today. It's not even work.
I love this, but it's the, I have to go live life today.
Yeah.
You know, it's
Do you think the morning that you wake up and die, you're going to be like, hell yeah. I mean, heaven yeah.
Yeah, it's probably the other.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Public restrooms have automatic flushers, sinks, and head dryers, but yet there's no automatic doors.
Message deleted.
There are automatic doors, you dork.
Are there? For bathrooms? What do you mean?
Oh, well, I guess I was just thinking automatic doors in general. Why would you ever? Bathrooms, you can't have an automatic door in a bathroom.
They should have, like, grocery store doors.
No,
yes.
They shouldn't.
So you don't have to touch the knobs and stuff when you're the handle when you're going
and
in and out.
Also, they should always be a push out.
A push out.
Always a push out. Pull in, push out.
Yeah. So you can do it with your forearm or Sparta kick that thing.
Like, boom! Whoever the engineer is who designs a bathroom door where you have to pull to go out is a poorly educated engineer.
You guys don't triple check the lock on every automatic or just non-automatic door in a bathroom. My number one fear in, say, a single stall bathroom in a place that's like for, you know, multi-gender bathrooms for everybody, because most places just don't have the money for much square footage anywhere. Uh-huh. I'm always so scared that I never lock the door right. So I'm like freaking out the entire time. I cannot even imagine if it was automatic open-close door.
I'm with you. Like, the bathroom stalls especially, or the single stalls that you go in, that you can't really tell if you lock it, you just twist it, and then you're like, you test it, but you can't test it because then you pull it down and that just automatically opens that when you're like,
I don't want an auto door. No. I want like a four chain lock fence. Like, I want like to be able to put
a vault in a bank.
Legit. Have you ever had somebody walk in on you?
No, thank God.
Oh, I have.
You have?
Yeah, and you have to act so not bashful about it. Like, yeah, I'm in here. Hey, just take a slam. It's fine. Everything's fine.
If I hear somebody like grabbing at the door, I'm like, don't get.
Someone's in here. What's your bashful thing that you say? Do you say, someone's in here?
Occupied.
You say occupied?
Yeah.
Mahoney, what do you say?
I just grunt.
No, you don't grunt.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Show.
No, Audrey is not cheating on her husband. And no, Mahoney is not a criminal, but we had to learn that the hard way today. And Mahoney, this is not exactly what you want when you're moving into a new neighborhood, because you have been dreaming about this house that you've been building for a long time. And the process of building a house, anyone that's done it knows, it's a big to-do. It takes a long time. But, you know, this whole past year, you've been, you know, in and out of different rentals. And mm-hmm. so the anticipation, I imagine, to get into your new house, to meet your new neighbors, to finally plant your flag has got to be significant.
And let me give a little backstory, too, just about how crazy I am when it comes to picking a neighborhood and finding a place to live. It took me a whole year. I wanted to make sure where I'm going to live is where I want to be for a very, very long time, if not forever, because right. I hate moving. So in the process of finding this house, I will tell you a little bit about what I did. I mean, I would drive through the neighborhood that I was looking at like different times of the day just to see what the neighborhood was like at any given, like here's the neighborhood at 3 p.m. Here's the neighborhood at 8 p.m. on a Thursday. Here's the neighborhood at midnight on a Saturday. Here's the neighborhood at 3 a.m.
Yeah, I know, you took it too far. You actually gave me guff because I didn't drive through my neighborhood at 11 o'clock at night.
Well, you would have seen all the bazillions of kids next door, which could have played a factor. Luckily, it has not. Yeah. But you would have known because I knew because I drove through your neighborhood and checked. Should have asked. Should have cleared that with me. But another thing, like just finding out, driving through every day to find out when the trash day is. So I've been very thorough about every single piece of this process of building a new house. I mean, from the very beginning to right now. And one of the things I really wanted to avoid, especially if you're building, this is the biggest purchase of my life, of my adult life, building this house, want to make sure that my neighbors are cool. Right. As well, and that's kind of hard to do when you're in a new community and all new builds are going up. But I was filming some stuff for my wife yesterday, you know, just because she's not able to see it. You know, we just had a home inspection done.
It's a really exciting time, too. Like, every day there's new little things that are happening in the house.
But I was, you know, and you're not necessarily supposed to be there during the day, I would say, you know, because it's like work has to stop and things happen.
No, but it's also like your house. Like,
true.
I mean, you don't want to get in the way of people that are doing their job, but like if you want to take a peek, like I would absolutely be like, I'm taking a peek.
I usually go once everybody leaves, but yesterday I had just on my way home, I had some extra time and I didn't want to drive back at like 5 or 6 p.m. once all the workers had left. So I go to the house and I'm filming and I'm like kind of doing some, you know, I'm filming from all different angles because there's a lot of things going on and we just had this inspection, just making sure that they're all checked off. And as I'm filming, I'm spending a little bit more time outside, kind of on the sidewalk and in the backyard area when I get approached by a guy who had just finished his house. I'd never seen him before, but I see him walk out of his garage. It's the first time I've ever even seen a car in that particular driveway.
Well, that's kind of exciting. Your first chance to meet a neighbor.
And he comes up to me and goes, "Hey, you can't be here. You're trespassing."
So,
which technically he is correct. I am trespassing even though I am buying this house. I don't own this house yet. The mortgage hasn't gone through. We haven't gone through with the paperwork. Technically, I am trespassing.
So there's two different Mahoneys that can emerge here. There can be the, oh, hey, man, like I'm buying this house. Thank you so much for being protective of the neighborhood. Let's say that's actually a really great thing. Or the F you Mahoney, how dare you step to me?
Well, and
this is my castle.
I would like to say that the, you know, normally just depends on the situation. And, you know, I'm reading the situation because he wasn't like
overly
aggressive. It wasn't like an F you, you're trespassing. It was like, hey, you know, like just being, letting you know who I am, what's going on here.
Does that also kind of make you nervous, though, that that's a common occurrence so that he felt the need to step in and protect the, you know, your infrastructure of your new home?
Another trespass.
Exactly.
And just to kind of clarify, Dave, the way I handled it, he was a very, very athletic man. He looked to have a military background of some sort.
I see.
So polite Mahoney came out.
I see. Oh, you're right, sir. I'm so sorry.
That's a wrap.
Well, it's about time.
Follow the Dave and Mahoney Show on social media at Dave and Mahoney.
At Dave and Mahoney.
They're everywhere.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram.
Listen anytime and on demand at DaveandMahoney.com.